Namaste. So this question is based on the poem we have read, Dual Being. That what is the difference between psychic being and the central being? Ordinarily, we only hear about Jivatma. So there is the Jivatma. And in traditional yoga, it is described as when it is turned towards this world and nature, then it forgets the Lord. And when it turns away from nature towards the Lord, then it knows itself that I am child of the eternal. But in Shurbindo's yoga, as he explains to us, as is revealed as a fact of experience, that when the central being is that portion which is always free above time and space, it always knows itself as the child of the eternal. It has not entered the play. It contains the original script. But it brings out of itself a portion which enters into the play and identifies with it. So the image can be of the sun and the rays. So we can take only for this purpose the image of the sun as the central being which is above time and space. And the psychic being as the ray which has entered into the play mixes with the mud and becomes muddy ray. It identifies with aspects of nature, portions of nature, and completely forgets itself because it has entered into time and space. Now, this is necessary even for the formation of a sense of ego individuality. Otherwise, it's like a mass. So, in animals, there is no psychic being as such. So, animals don't have a consciousness of individuality. It is only as the psychic being develops that even the ego individuality, it's like its light little falls and it illumines a portion which then one thinks this is me. It's like when the, let's say the moon beam illumines a path in the dark ocean. And you think this ocean is me or this portion is mine. There's a lot of darkness all around. So same way, because of the psychic presence, there is the crystallization of aspects of nature and it constructs the sense of ego that this is me. But this construct behind it is the psychic presence which supports it. Otherwise, there will be no construct at all. The sign of growing individuality is also the sign that the psychic being inside is growing. And a time comes when this ego individuality begins to feel stifled because it senses that there is a greater presence behind. So that's the time when within this ego individuality with which the psychic being is identified begins to aspire for God, for light, for freedom, meaning of life, purpose of creation. That's when it is ready to discover itself. And when it discovers itself, then it turns behind. So you see the steps are similar, but there is a slight difference. So then it turns behind and sees that, oh, I am that always portion of the eternal. What does it do then? Now, in a traditional yoga, because this dual distinction is not there, when the Jivatma turns, it knows it is the Lord. Why should it play here? But here it is that there is a reason why the central being had sent this little ray to become the psychic being, and that purpose is to divinize matter, to change it into life divine. That is the aspiration it carries. But for that, it must first forget itself. Otherwise, it always, you see, if you want to change people in a tribe, you have to start living like them, becoming like them. You have to for a while veil the entire knowledge, who are you, from where you are coming. Then you become one. They have confidence in you. So over a period of time, this psychic presence is completely identified with itself. And then after some time, because it is ultimately a portion of the divine, so its contact begins to change things till a time comes when everything is ready. And you feel, no, there is something greater, and we turn towards experiencing this inner truth. So the Jivatma has two portions. One is which is above time and space. It always knows itself as the Lord, as the child of the Lord, portion of the Lord. Another portion, same, eternal, immortal, portion of the eternal and immortal, enters into the play and plays at dying and birth. It cannot be destroyed because that is also eternal, immortal. So it cannot be destroyed, but it enters and looks like destroyed, as if it has perished with the bodily frame. But it will come back again. So it goes back, comes back. But the central being doesn't go and come back. It watches from above the entire journey which is going on. The central being has all the original script. It is the burning witness in the sanctuary. That is how Shivindra describes. All the life stories, threads are there with it. The psychic forgets. That's how it starts leading this life is ultimately mine. But it can recover all this knowledge. The day it looks behind, becomes one with the central being, that portion which is always free, it recovered the entire story. Achha, achha. So many times I have died or passed through the portals of death, then it has no fear. Then it plays the game only for the joy of the play, plays the role, plays it very well, knows that it is part of the play to play the role very well. That's all that is given to it. Namaste.